So sometimes doing management, we have to deal with people who are very senior to us, and they try to sometimes say play the seniority card to try to get their opinions imposed on others practically. So yes, actually, first of all, we have to be clear of what we are doing, and then we can deal with others. We have to know that every generation requires people of that generation to carry on the mission. No, I need to know that the previous acharyas, the previous generations of devotees, they may be far, far more advanced than me, far, far more realized than me, but they are not here to carry on the mission. In my generation, it is I who have to carry on the mission. So that ownership of responsibility has to be there. So now, if we are reaching out to people of our generation, then we know their mind better than, even if people are much more senior, but if they are from a different background, different situation, they may not be able to, they just may not be able to connect with what we are doing and with our generation. So first of all, in terms of principle, no, in my generation, nobody else can share it. Krishna Bhakti. I can take guidance from others, but it is for my responsibility to do that. So now, as far as dealing with very senior people is concerned, we need to know that we need to communicate to them also that every project will work according to a certain vision and a certain priority. We all have limited resources, and not only limited resources, we could also say that we all have some specific inspiration. It's if I am expected to dedicate myself to some cause, I need to feel inspired for that cause. Like many times I'm author, so people come and tell me, why don't you write a book on this topic? Why don't you write a book on that topic? So my usual response is, for me, writing a book is like marrying the subject. So, no, I really have to get in the subject, think about it for days, months, years at times. And if I'm going to do that, I should feel an internal connection with that. Without that, I can't do it. So, similarly, when if we are appointed by the relevant by the appropriate authorities to lead a project, then we will operate according to a particular vision, and that is the vision that we will feel inspired by. So now, if now Srila Prabhupada, he actually was very visionary, faithful, and inclusive. Visionary means he really understood what is the way to share Krishna Bhakti in what situation. It's very faithful to tradition, but at the same time, it's inclusive. What can be more inclusive than a sannyasi going to a nightclub, practically speaking, to do a to a to sing Hare Krishna to a whole group of people? Most of them were half naked and heavy, not just drunk, they were drugged. So Prabhupada was radical in that way. So we will try to follow in his footsteps in our own small capacities. And the important thing is that we cannot do anything except what we are inspired to do. So we can only share Krishna Bhakti in the way that it has spoken to our head and our heart. So even if they are very senior devotees, we can hear them respectfully. After hearing them, we have to, and then that what you're saying is true, Prabhu, but that is not the way I'm inspired. And if this is the way you're inspired, then you please go ahead and implement what you're doing. It's usually that one of the things which is there that if those who are givers of suggestion, if they are told to implement, many times they just back out. So
True.
there are a few things which we give as freely as advice. So that's why I think we have to be respectful, definitely. Along with that, we have to be very firm. And we don't have to be firm in an arrogant way in saying that I am right and you are wrong.
Yes.
It's just that, no, I cannot dedicate myself to a cause unless I feel inspired by it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. this is the way I feel inspired to share Krishna Bhakti, and this is what I will do now.
Yeah.
And if you feel inspired to do something else, you know, if it is within our capacity,
yeah.
you know, we can give you the facility to do that,
mm-hmm.
but that will be your project.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take it up. So, that way, we can be humble, we can be respectful, at the same time we can be firm
yeah.
in continuing our service to Krishna.
Yes.
And this is not offensive as long as we don't deride or mock what they are saying. We don't deride or mock them.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes even people who are very senior, they may not come up with the best ideas. So we respect the seniority, but that does not necessarily mean we have to accept whatever ideas they are coming up with. So if overall we can convey our thoughts in a way that does not come off as disrespectful to them. They are dedicated Vaishnava, they have served for many years, so they deserve our respect. And if we can show that respectfulness to them, at the same time, we preserve our vision. And we should of course have some of our seniors guys who are supporting us in what we are doing. But we cannot take seriously the inputs from anyone and everyone and change our plan of action based on what they are saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's right.